And we're back. Welcome back to the return of the One and Done podcast. I am your host, Jackson Redman. Today, with my other hosts, Jacob Smith and Logan Barnes, the boys are back with a full cast. So, guys, what's going on?
Oh, my heart is just so happy. Toad is back.
Toad's
back.
Not gonna lie, I've kind of forgot how to do this.
How do I talk at a microphone? Like,
Toad boy, stand by and stand proud.
Well, that is one of the worst things I've actually heard today. Yeah, we're back. Sorry. We've been gone for like what? How long has it been officially? I think it's over a month now.
5 weeks, I think.
I'm looking.
Really can't count.
All right, October 12th. Yeah, we've been gone for a month and one day. So that was our last podcast. We took some time off to figure some things out, get back to work on our content, get back to work on us as a podcast. And yeah, we're back now. We're excited to be back. It took us a while to set a date for this. If you want to know who to blame, blame Jacob Smith for reasons unknown. No, I'm kidding. We were just taking some time off. But yeah, we're back. We're back for good. No more leaving. No more fucking...
never again.
Yeah,
it's all getting fame from here. Yeah. It's all about getting that bread.
Yeah, we're all about getting that bread. And we're all about... Oh, and shout out to my mom, because while we were gone, we finally figured out a way that we're going to make Logan talk more on this podcast. So, Mom, welcome. You're just going to have to talk more, so...
Oh,
just feel free to talk more.
This one's for you, Jennifer.
My mom gets concerned that we don't let you talk. You know that, right?
You've told me that. I mean, you know,
Logan, you could be Jackson's mom's favorite, but I'm Jackson's sister's grandma's brother's favorite. You know, it's all right.
We're fighting over Jackson's brother. I'm telling you, for that.
I think I got Jackson.
Nah.
I don't think
he's so confident.
All right, actually, hold on. I've been exposed by my brother. A few months ago, we were on like episode like 30 of the podcast, and he was like, "Oh, I haven't listened since episode one." I was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah,
it'd be your own siblings that you grew up with.
Oh wait, hold up, Logan. The Fox News decision desk just called Jackson's brother for me.
Damn it!
I get those electoral votes, bitch.
Stop the count. No, but
I don't accept these results.
In other Toad news, we have new podcasts. That is right, new podcasts. Not new podcast episodes. We have two new podcasts. We have Hawks Talks with me and Logan. And then Jake, you have your own solo podcast that I don't think you've posted to in about 2 weeks. But you'll get back to it, right? Jake?
What's up?
Jake's Hot Takes. How's it going? Why haven't you posted in like 2 weeks?
Why haven't I posted? Well, here's the thing. I'm going to say...
I'll give you a pass for 1 week because you took a week off for voting.
I said I was taking a week off for the election.
Respect.
And then after the election, it kind of hadn't ended.
It did not.
That is true.
I'm very opinionative, and I don't want to go out on a podcast and try and podcast and be fake about what I believe is going on. So I'm kind of waiting for this election to like everything to calm down. And it was Veterans Day, so, you know, I was going to do an episode.
Oh, so you took a week off for Veterans Day.
So I took technically 2 weeks off. I got an episode planned for next week.
So the people want to know, Jake, will there be an episode on Monday?
There will be an episode on Monday.
You can confirm.
I'm not done. It's been a weird 2 weeks, and I've kind of just been watching.
I'm proud of you, because I actually listened to it, and my sister was mad at you that you didn't post because of the election. She tweeted at you.
She tweeted at me, and you know what? I felt personally attacked. I honestly might have to take her to court. I don't know.
All right, yeah, just go ahead and do that. Just don't sue me. You know, just sue her, Logan.
No, I don't sue Toad Boys.
Yes,
me and you have started our podcast together, Hawks Talks. First episode up tomorrow. You have anything you want to say about Hawks Talks? Any sneak peeks? Anything?
It's gonna be the best Hawks podcast that there is, no doubt about it.
I can confirm this.
Fox podcast that
we're coming for the throne.
Yeah. We're sitting at fourth right now by the end of the year. By summer of next year, I think we're going to be in first.
It's not long before the ringer starts hitting up our email.
Yeah. With any more white podcasters are coming straight for us.
And then they're like, oh, two more white guys? Perfect.
100%. Exactly what we need. We need some more whatas on the podcast.
Oh my god.
But no, Hawks right. Talks will be uploaded tomorrow. Jake, your podcast is coming out on Monday, correct?
Yep.
You can confirm this.
No, I can confirm. It's 100% confirmed.
All right, so on Monday when I go to post a link to it on Twitter, it's going to be uploaded, right?
It'll be there.
Okay. Well, there it'll you go. Be there. So that's the update on where we've been and what we've been doing. Started some new stuff, started some new content, made some changes to the One and Done podcast. That's why we have a jingle that'll play before this episode. You would have heard it, but I don't know if Logan and Jake knew that. But
I haven't heard it.
Yeah, no.
I'll be pleasantly surprised.
It is going to be added. The fans will hear it, and then they'll hear this. They'll be like, holy shit, new jingle? But you guys just found out about it. And I'm putting effort into the descriptions. From now on, you're going to get good descriptions. I spent 3 minutes making the Hawks Talks description today.
So. Wow.
Yeah, I made a logo for Hawks Talks. I made Jake a logo. I mean, I've been grinding. Jeez. I mean, the website is updated. Our Twitters look good.
Call Pharrell grinding.
Yeah, I've been.
Oh my goodness.
I've been on my shit. I've been grinding like this is a fucking full time job. I mean, I'm a wage slave, folks. What can I say?
Jackson's been in his bag, and that's awesome.
I've been in my bag. Like when Kendrick Lamar said, "You be in your feels, I be in my bag, my bitch." I've been in both. So, all right. but mainly the bag recently. But we need to talk about something. Jake, this one's for you.
Ready?
Chris Paul to the Suns. It looks like it's happening.
Yeah, it does. It actually does.
You don't want that to happen, though.
See, we talked, like when it first happened, we texted each other about it. Mm-hmm. And I told you, I was like, I don't know if I want Chris Paul because I'm trying to think of who we're going to give up. And I keep going back to that first-round pick because I feel like that's what Oklahoma City is going to want. But then you got a salary match, so I'm like, okay, you have to give up the first-round pick plus Ricky Rubio plus Kelly Oubre and maybe even a third player, which I think is horrible. But now it's like they're talking about not giving up the first-round pick, and I'm like, I think we can get away with it.
All right, let me ask you something, Jake. And Logan, feel free to chime in whenever you want to. Is the issue the player or how much you're giving up for the player?
It's a little bit of both.
So you don't like Chris Paul by himself as a player?
I don't. It's not as a player. I think Chris Paul is hard to deal with in the locker room.
What?
I've heard there's a lot of rumors that Chris Paul is kind of an asshole to teammates.
Oh.
He did allegedly taunt James Harden for his man boobs.
Yeah,
that's fucked
exactly.
up. That's fucked up, Chris Paul.
So honestly, as a big boy,
I can't support this.
I don't fuck with body shaming. I do not fuck with it.
I don't know how I feel about any of that, really.
So Toad doesn't fuck with boy. That's cool. Chris Paul is a very good player. He's up there as one of the best point guards of all time. He's in top 15 probably, maybe top 10. You never know. But Chris Paul showed that he could play on a young team and take him to the playoffs with Oklahoma City. But I think it would take the ball out of Devin Booker's hands too much. And I think we have a good chemistry going on right now with Ricky Rubio and Kelly Oubre. The only way I'd be happy is if we get Chris Paul, we keep our first-round pick, and we pick a point guard that could be under Chris Paul and learn from Chris Paul. But that's like a best-case scenario. You know what I mean?
So really, you're gonna trade for Chris Paul. And then you're going to like take like Neesmith or something, right?
See, I don't know. I have a weird fear that we're going to get Chris Paul and we're going to draft like Kyrie Lewis Jr. and shit like that.
That'd be dope. Kira, but yeah. No, that actually would be dope. I'd fuck with that.
Kira.
I just don't know.
You don't. So whenever a trade happens, will you be excited or angry, Jake? Initially,
I would have to read the details of the trade.
I
got burned on the Jets trade.
You did.
So
you'll have to tune into Jake's hot takes to hear more.
Or you can just tune into this.
Yeah.
Either of them work. I mean, that's not like me saying that Jake content needs to go on here, but I'm sure he'll be angry enough or happy enough to talk on both of them without us asking him to, really.
No, it's gonna be weird to see what happens because, you know, there's two big name point guards right now who want out. You know,
there is.
You have Russell Westbrook who now wants out of Houston, and you have Chris Paul who is gonna probably end up being out of Oklahoma City. And it's going to be weird to see where they go, because at first when you heard Chris Paul is going to get traded, you're hearing the Milwaukee Bucks, you even heard the Lakers, you've heard the Clippers, and Chris Paul comes out and says, I don't want to play for either of those teams. So, I mean, it's kind of like Chris Paul wants to go to Phoenix, which is weird. You don't hear a lot of players talking about wanting to go somewhere, especially Phoenix. But, you know, it's going to be weird. I'm just going to sit around and watch and see what happens.
You're just going to let it play out.
I'm just going to let it play out.
I mean, that's actually respectable.
Now, one thing I am going to say, though, is Jackson, you were the one to call Russell Westbrook.
I did. That is true. And as one of the, if I could have the floor for a second. As one of the lead analysts of the One and Done podcast, lead NBA analyst. I mean, that's just stuff you get right. I mean, hey, what can I say?
Oh, my God.
I quit.
I mean, sometimes I'm just out. I mean, like I said, I've been in my bag recently. It turns out I was in my bag for a few months before that.
He's consistently in the sack.
Yeah.
So, Logan, I'm going to ask you, now that Jackson called to Russell Westbrook, where do you think Russell Westbrook's going to go?
Charlotte.
Charlotte?
I mean, that's the one team I saw that, like, I think Shams, somebody actually credible said, Charlotte's really interested.
Is he getting caught in Charlotte's web? Is that what's on here?
I mean, it makes some sense because, well, they don't really need another point guard, but fuck it. It's not like, you know, are you going to tell Russell Westbrook no because you have Devonta Graham? No. And then Russell and Jordan have had a connection for a while. So, I mean, fuck it. You know, might as well just roll the dice on it, man.
Westbrook is 32 years old.
I also don't feel like it's any secret that the Hornets need to sell tickets, and Westbrook can do that for them. That's a big reason why I think he also goes there. But
I do that. That won't be till 2022. But still.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I didn't really think about that. I forgot to Westbrook, man. I don't know. So I mean, good. I hope whatever happens with Westbrook is good. I mean, I kind of feel bad for him because, like, loyal guy, and now he's just kind of getting passed around.
He is going to be getting passed around like crazy, honestly.
Like a dollar store whore. But, yeah. I mean, best of luck to him. I wish him well.
I don't like Russell Westbrook, but you know what?
Westbrook to the Suns, Jake? Would you like Westbrook or CP3 more?
No. CP3.
Okay. All right. Just making sure your head was in the right place.
You know what I want, like, real bad, though?
Who?
Dennis Schroeder. I want Schroeder.
What?
I want Schroeder.
Why would you want Dennis Schroeder more than Chris Paul?
Chris Paul is old and doesn't have any good hamstrings.
Okay. I mean, okay.
He's got no hamstrings.
Got no hammies.
They
dude.
Got him. Like, they got him for his hammies. And his foams.
And his foams.
Time to hop in into today's episode topic. But, you know, we're going to be naming all three of us are going to be naming our top 15 prospects in the NBA draft. The NBA draft is in like 4 days. I'm excited.
We're doing a nice, concise little big board.
Big board.
Because we've done enough mock drafts, so.
Yeah.
Why not switch it up a little bit, right?
We actually wanted to do another mock draft, but Logan said that would be our third of the year, so let's not do that. And that's actually a good point, so we didn't. Who wants to go first on who their first player is?
Should be me.
Yeah, sure. Let Jake do it.
Jake, you want to go first?
For my first player on my big board?
Yeah, who's your number one overall?
You guys really have to ask this question?
I mean, we know who it is. It's James Wiseman.
We all know who it is because I've been talking about him for months. And I'm gonna say he's the next GOAT center.
AAU point guard Cole Anthony?
It's my boy. It is my boy. You'd be unwise to pick him, James Wiseman.
Well, we all knew it was coming, but
please clap.
Number one. He's the best in the draft. I know he didn't finish his year in college because Penny Hardaway fucked him.
I mean, I feel like he kind of just fucked himself.
No, Penny Hardaway.
The motherfucker was getting illegal benefits.
That's Penny Hardaway's fault. James Wiseman, is going to be the best player to come out of this draft, and he will be the best player to come out of the last three drafts.
God damn, he's calling a shot. Jesus. He's calling a shot. He's saying he's going to be better than Luka, folks.
He's going to be better than Luka. I just pointed to center field and said, I'm hitting a bomb. James Wiseman is going to be an animal.
This is a ball. This isn't going to come back. This isn't gonna, when we're famous in like a few years, they're going to like point this out. And like they're going to like.
That's what I'm saying. He's going to be Hakeem mixed with Shaq. Mixed with Fergie.
He's going to be Hakeem mixed with Dikembe Mutombo.
Okay.
God, offensive damn. Hakeem and the defensive Dikembe. It's on.
Man, what a vibe. He's up.
He's up next.
I'm going
to
be honest.
I think he's going to go to the Warriors because he's not going to get picked one.
I also think he's going to the Warriors as well.
He's going to the Warriors. He's pulling the horseshoe out of every team's ass and beating them over the head with the paint.
Oh, my God. Oh. Out of all the things I wanted to hear today, that was at the absolute bottom of the list, everyone.
It's time. I'm telling you, he's so fucking good. He's that good.
Okay.
If I was an NBA GM and Jake was in my war room, I'd be convinced right now.
I would be terrified.
I also would be concerned that there's a coke dealer nearby, but still.
That will neither be confirmed nor denied.
All right, Jackson, who do you got that's number one?
Oh, is it my time?
Oh, no.
Put on the jersey!
Oh, no.
Jaden McDaniels. Oh! Oh! God, this guy's good, man. I love him.
Wait. So you're telling me it's crazy that I think James Wiseman's going to be the best player out of the last three drafts, but you're telling me that Jaden McDaniels is the number one on the big board?
Yes.
All right, cool.
That would be correct. I'm a big fan, but like seriously, I think McDaniels, like we're going to look back at this class in like 3 to 5 years, we're going to be like, wow, this guy went like, he should have gone higher than what he got picked at, but.
You know what we're going to be saying in 3 to 5 years?
About who?
Jaden McDaniels.
I really don't want to know what you're going to be saying in 3 to 5 years.
We're going to be like, damn, man. This guy's tearing it up in the CCV China League.
Oh my God. Wow. Shut the fuck up.
He's averaging 11-4-2.
Is he the Jordan of the China Leagues?
This guy's going to be good in the NBA.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's Jaden McDaniels time.
I mean, look, I see the potential. I just don't see it translating.
I see it translating.
But you're a true believer, Jackson. Don't I ever let anybody
look,
tell you different.
Look, they hated Jesus too. That's all I'm going to say. So.
Oh, my God. All right.
He's the disciple.
Can we move on? Logan, who's number one?
Apparently I'm going to be the only one with a normal fucking pick. Actually, no.
Jake's is normal, to be fair.
Jake's is fine. I know Jackson's not going to like this, but I'm going LaMelo, number one.
Really?
I have trashed this man before, but frankly, I did that for the memes. I think he has the highest ceiling in the draft. So.
Your eyes are open is what I'm hearing.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. I think if I went over to Australia and played for Illawarra, I'd put up 19 points a game. I'm just saying. Dude.
Yeah, but you aren't a 6'7" passing demigod. You're a 6'3" Chad.
Chad.
And then Australia Chad. Australia has plenty of 6'3" Chads.
I'm fit for Australia. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Yes, no.
God.
LaMelo, I think, is going to be the bust of the draft. So
maybe. He's certainly got that bust potential.
It's looking like LaMelo is going to go 1 to the Timberwolves, which is scary, but also like kind of interesting at the same time.
I think that's where he should go. Just fuck it, man. Really? Completely max the meme potential.
That defense is going to be pretty bad, folks. Good luck to him, though.
I wish him well.
Yeah,
God,
no,
we may score 150 points a game, but motherfucker, we'll give up 160.
Nah, maybe, probably more than that. Whoever playing against them might be getting some career highs and some 2K upgrades.
Wait. Our first ever 200-point game?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I could legitimately see a team of D'Angelo Russell, LaMelo Ball, whoever they put a small forward and power forward, and Cat giving up that many. Yes.
That's rough.
We're chasing history.
Jeez.
We're chasing history here.
I mean, hey, I wish him well. Good luck. Good luck in Minnesota. It's cold up there, dog. You'll need a jacket.
That is like the least star place ever.
And yeah, no. Willamilla's gonna go. That'll be funny to watch from afar. There. All right, Jake, who do you have at number two?
So number two for me is a weird one, but I've been watching his highlights recently. Actually, it's not weird. It's Anthony Edwards. I've watched his highlights. Okay.
Respectable.
I'm falling in love with Anthony Edwards.
He's fallen in love.
Anthony Edwards, but
he's had his eyes opened.
I think he's not going to have a good start to his career because he's going to end up in Cleveland where he's not going to get the ball enough.
Ooh, I think he's going higher than Cleveland. I think he's going to the Hornets. Oh my God! Imagine Westbrook and Edwards. That sounds disgusting.
Oh Jesus! Yeah. That does sound pretty bad.
Yeah, I don't want to watch that. I don't know who would either. I mean, hey,
I don't think anybody would want to watch.
Hey,
that.
I wish him well.
They're gonna shoot like 30%.
Look, all I'm saying is that if I gotta go out there and guard, I mean, fucking Westbrook, Edwards, Bridges, Washington, and fucking Cody Zeller. Hey, good luck to him because we're all gonna just pack the inside.
No one can shoot consistently. Westbrook has a disgusting jumper, and I think that would just destroy Anthony Edwards' beginning of his career. Because
Anthony Edwards
can catch and shoot a little bit. And Westbrook can drive, but he needs the ball. And Anthony Edwards needs the ball. But Westbrook's going to be like, fuck you, you 19-year-old fuck. I am the guy with the ball. So, I mean, I really don't know what's going to happen if we're talking Westbrook to the Hornets and then they get Anthony Edwards. Like, it's going to be horrible.
It's going to be hard for them to work out for sure.
Hey, good luck to them. They'll need it. All right, wait, I'm up at second. Let's fucking go. At number two, I have Devin Vassell. So,
oh, God.
Not yet.
After that video came out?
Yeah, still. No, he was just joking around. He'll be fine, I think. I hope.
Okay.
I hope he'll be fine, but yeah, no, I have Vassell at two.
He was just memeing.
I mean, defense, shooting, good fit. I mean, I feel like he could go to any team and he'd be an instant contributor. And his skill set is so NBA ready. I mean...
I'm shocked that you picked fucking Jaden McDaniels first and didn't try to follow it up with James Wiseman.
No, I have Wiseman a bit lower.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a phony.
You're gonna hear Wiseman's name in a few picks.
A few picks? Oh, man.
Jeez.
Vassell at 2 is kind of high, but yeah, you know.
Way too high.
It wouldn't be Jackson if he didn't wildly overrate wing prospects for no reason. So,
no reason. This is a wings league, or should I say it, Logan? You want me to say it?
Go ahead.
Wangs.
Okay. Yeah. This isn't a Devin Vassell Wangs at two in the draft league.
Yeah, it is.
Guys. No, here's the thing. Remember when we started the podcast? When us were podcasting together, and I was the one that gave the crazy takes.
It's slowly divulging to me doing it.
It's been supplanted. This is a curveball.
Good. This is how it should be. No. Logan, who do you have at 2?
Keeping everybody on their toes.
You have LaMelo at 1. Edwards. Oh, okay. So I guess I'm just the odd man out.
Nothing super crazy. Here comes Logan and I high-fiving. We're here together.
Well, this is why our soon-to-be woman's core sponsors on sports podcast will be replacing one of you. That's an inside joke. Don't say anything else.
Okay.
Keep it between us. No. I mean, Edwards is good at 2. I have him at 3, who's up next, but I mean, just I'd rather have Vassell over him. What can I say? I mean, my 4 is pretty hot, too. Y'all might as well. Y'all need to keep a fire extinguisher by y'all all the time because these hot takes are coming.
If this guy says Theo Maladon, I'm leaving.
I'm going to get off.
I hope you guys are ready to leave the call then. All right, Jake, who do you got at number 3?
So number 3 for me is Killian Hayes.
Oh, my. Me and Jake are back on the same wavelength.
God, these guys have been fucking...
I got Killian Hayes, man. Right. I've been watching... Killian Hayes' shot is disgusting. That lefty jumper is gross, but man, does it fall. And I think Killian Hayes is going to have a very good career. I think he's the next Tony Parker, not going to lie.
Jeez, that's high praise.
Next dude to come over from overseas and ball out.
That's high praise for the second best French point guard. What?
What?
All right. I also have Killian Hayes here. Oh, God. Like his potential. Jackson, just go ahead and get it over with.
At three, I have Anthony Edwards. I fuck with boy.
All right. Good job, boy.
Yeah. No, I like Anthony Edwards. I'm a fan of his.
I respect Anthony Edwards. I respect his game. He doesn't shoot a high enough percentage. I think if he raised it up a little bit. Like, I watched a few games last year.
He needs to be more consistent. I agree.
Exactly. I watched him at the Maui Invitational last year. And he had, like, I was like, oh, man, he has 30 points. And I looked at his percentages. I'm like, what the fuck? He shot every time he touched the ball. Like, it was horrible. Hey,
that guy was shooting, man. God bless him.
He was absolutely chucking. And I love it.
He was polling. It was pretty bad. Like, his three-point percentage was, like, 29%. He claims to be a good three-point shooter. Like, that's bad.
I mean, hey, I wish him well.
That's fucking pain.
I mean, he's going to Charlotte, so whenever he's getting cooked for Trey every four times a year for, like, 35 points, I mean, hey, good luck, bud. Okay. Jake, who do you got at number four?
Number four for me, he might be a little high to you guys, but I really like him. It's Obi Toppin.
That's not too high.
Yeah, that's really not too high.
I think Obi Toppin's going to be pretty good as well.
I have a lower, but...
He shoots, but people... I've looked at other, like, big boards and looked at mock drafts and stuff.
He grinded the mouse wheel.
Obi Toppin kind of fallen. But I think Obi Toppin is solid. Now, my father, I heard him the other day, and you guys are going to laugh at this, called him the next Tim Duncan.
Okay.
And I don't think I've ever looked at my dad and asked him if he was dumb.
Yeah, no.
Until then.
That's almost as bad as his Jimmy G takes, but whatever. God bless him.
Horrible.
He'll need Obi
Toppin 4.
I need your dad in a sanatorium for that, but yeah, God bless him. Who's ready to hear who I have at 4?
I got James Wiseman there.
Okay. I mean,
that's who I got at 4.
I mean, I still don't have Wiseman yet. At 4, I have Theo Maleon.
Yeah, oh my God. You're a fucking punk.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm here
me
to
right
bring
now?
Out the facts. I'm here to bring. Killian Hayes fans, turn off the podcast. Skip 15 Wait. Seconds. You're about to get the facts, the real deal facts. Are y'all ready?
Oh my God.
I've been watching these two for a few years now, like 2 or 3. I'm here to tell you, every time those two have been on the floor together in Nationals, Theo outplayed him. And guess what? Here's ready for the facts. Killian Hayes fans don't want to hear this. They're trying to censor me for it. Hayes played in a fucking German league. And guess where Maleon was playing at? The Euro League. The second most prestigious league in the world. So, yeah, there's my case. So.
Stop. Yeah. Oh.
He's going to be better than Hayes. I'm going to be right. And you can clown me all you want for having him at 4. But in a few years when I'm right, we're going to come back to this podcast. And y'all are going to crown me as the king.
I'm not going to fucking crown you as the king.
You're going to be crowning me.
No chance in hell.
But that's also not talking down on Hayes. I like him as well. But
Killian Hayes is so much better than this guy.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No. Oh, God.
If you think Hayes is better than Maleon, you better be talking about the future, because it's definitely not now. But hey. I mean, I think Theo's going to be very good. He's going to be a steal. Some team's going to get him in the 20s, just like McDaniels, and y'all are going to see it. The world's going to know. That I'm going to be vindicated when they are steals, gems, whatever you want to call it. That'll be me. Jeez, so
it's funny you mentioned Theo's in the Euro League, because that's literally where he's gonna play for the entirety of his career. He's never coming over.
Oh, he's coming over.
He's yeah. never coming over.
He'll come over here for like a year and a half, and then he'll
oh no,
like,
he's
oh,
coming over.
He's gonna, not good enough to be here.
He's gonna be like Milos.
The Baguettes are not better on the other side. I guess
he's gonna be like Teodosic. Comes hey, over for a year.
Hey, anybody want an inspirational quote? Here I'll go. The grass isn't always greener, but you got to find out if it is. There's your inspirational quote of the day. All right. What number? Oh, 5. Jake, who do you have at 5?
Wait, did we get
Logan? Yeah, Wiseman. Yeah, Logan had Wiseman.
Wiseman. Okay, yeah. A little low for Wiseman. Way too low for Wiseman, anyway. So my 5 is I'm gonna go with Tyrese Haliburton.
Oh wow,
you're high on him. I actually spoke down on him today on the Hawks Talks podcast.
See, about Tyrese Haliburton, he is one of those guys that doesn't need to score a lot, but is okay with facilitating and playing two ways. And I think he can also get you a bucket when you need a bucket. His shot is also disgusting, by the way. It's the grossest fucking thing I've ever seen. But, I mean, the 2.4 steals in college is pretty impressive to me. And you know what? I think Tyrese Halliburton will come in and, like, stop your point guard. He'll stop every team's point guard. Except for the exception of a few. Probably not a starter right off the bat, but someone you can play. So, yeah, I think he's fine.
I mean, I definitely agree he's like a low or high floor guy that you should be able to just plug and play. But I don't know, man.
High floor, low ceiling? I mean, hey, he'll be a... Look, if you want... Look. See, he's going to be DeLon Wright, too. And that's all I'm going to say about it.
DeLon Wright?
I think that's a pretty good comparison for him. That's why I'm not a big fan.
That's a little low. That's a little...
I don't know, bro.
Oh, man.
I'm not into the low floor, the high floors, the low ceilings. I want those guys with the potential.
Yeah, he likes the low ceiling, low floors, so, like Theo.
I'm going to say this, and y'all are going to think I'm crazy. But there's a highlight of Halliburton. I think he's playing in the Battle for Atlantis. Guy's on a break, and he chases him down. Works his ass off to chase him down and block him. And that's like, that shit is impressive to me. And I kind of saw shades Deron Williams chasing people down, blocking shots, playing athletic. He's got the athleticism like Deron Williams. I'm not saying he's Deron Williams, but he's got the athleticism for a point guard of Deron Williams. You know what I mean? I'm not saying he's Deron Williams. He's athletic enough to be.
We'll just say we wish him well and move along.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Halliburton. That's all I'm gonna say. I wish him well. Oh God, I'm gonna be using that so much.
It already happened.
He's only grown on me, man. So I guess we can move on. Who's next? Who's got their next?
Oh, at five, I have shout out to Brian, Danny, Avigia. I mean, hey. Big wings, folks. Big wings who can play make. It must be something in the air. But no, I like him. I kind of hope that the Hawks can get Denny, but if not, I mean, that's also cool. I mean, I'm used to being disappointed, but...
He's a little bit lower on my list, but honestly, this whole section is, like, pretty much in the same tier.
Yeah,
so.
We're starting to thin out very quickly, folks, but yeah, that's who I have at five. Logan, who do you have?
I got Obi Toppin.
Ooh, respectable. I have him in a few spots.
I like that.
He can dunk, he can shoot. What else could you fucking want, honestly?
East Bay in the game, that's pretty dope for me.
He can score, too.
It's just a bucket.
Yeah. I mean, real hoopers know that dude's a bucket.
The walking, talking bucket.
All right, Jake, who do you have at six?
So, six for me is Dini.
Yeah. Respectable.
International, very solid player from a place that Jackson doesn't believe is real. But
that would be correct.
Yeah, no, I speak for itself. We already had him come up already, so you know what, Dini's gonna be pretty good. Number six.
I mean, I that's a good spot. I feel like five or six is fine for him. At six, I have Killian Hayes. I like him. I hope the Hawks take him. He's my preferred choice if the Hawks stay at six, but
not Theo. No,
I just know that Hayes at us.
I have Vassell at six. Let's just keep it moving, folks. I got Vassell at six.
I mean, I wish Vassell well. All right, at seven, Jake, this is you.
So, I think seven. Seven's going to have to be LaMelo Ball for me. I can't have him out of the top 10.
Wow. Bald.
I respect it. I respect that you have a sort of, you won't cross that line. No, I respect that.
I was someone who was very unrealistic and saying like, oh, he's in the top or he's not in the top 10. Not, I mean, LaMelo Ball, he's got to be in the top 10 because someone's definitely going to take him, probably going to go number one. So it's like, you can't be stupid and be like, oh, he's not in the top 10. But hey, you know what? Well, at seven, that's all I'm going to say.
At seven, I have, let me see here. I have, oh, Jake, you're going to hate me so much for this one. I have Tyrese Maxey. Shout out to the J-Bots, man.
That's a little high.
Really?
Seven, yeah. I see. Serious? I think he's getting overhyped at this point. He's like a hipster pick, and now it's
Bro, I'm a big Tyrese Maxey fan. I mean, shit, shout out the J-Bots. My guy, we're Tyrese Maxey stands.
He's...
I mean, look.
That is a painful fandom.
This is brutal.
I mean, hey, we were down bad sometimes this year, but we've really been on the come up. We're going to be a steal for someone. I'm going to be down to cheer him the rest of the way. Logan, who do you have at 7?
I get Onyeka.
Oh. Yeah, that's actually a good one.
Kongwu.
Yes, sir.
All right, we need to do something. It's been a while since we've had to do this.
Oh, man.
Jake?
Yes?
I don't think he's picking up.
Would you want to dock a boat, what do you use?
Well, to dock a boat, use a fucking rope. Don't you mean stop a boat in the middle of the fucking water?
Yes. What do you do to stop a boat in the middle of the water?
Anchor.
And with that, we'll be going to our sponsor of the One and Done podcast, our host, Anchor. And we'll be right back with the rest of our mock draft. Up at 8 is Jake.
Oh, my God. And Yekka Okongwu at 8. Double-double in college and 3.2 blocks.
Jake, whenever people call a... Whenever people compare Okongwu and Wiseman, what do you say?
Say you're a fucking idiot.
Well, there you go.
Just gonna be real with you. Comparing Wiseman and Okongwu is like, oh man, I don't even know how to put it. It's like comparing Los Angeles.
Oh, and
Lakers,
Jake, guess
Jack
what?
And
fuck the Chinook
Salmons.
All right, we're good now. I said fuck the Chinook Salmons. I've cleared all my bases.
What I'm gonna say is. Comparing Okongwu to Wiseman is like comparing Los Angeles Shaq, which is Wiseman, to Cleveland Cavaliers Shaq, which is Okongwu.
Wow. Not even fucking like Celtic Shaq.
No. You tell me Okongwu's going to grow like 5-7 inches or some shit?
Yeah, imagine if he did, bro.
He's going to be in shape, and that's going to be circle. He's going to be a round fat
guy
like Shaq was in Cleveland.
Jesus.
Cleveland! Anyway, moving on.
Speaking of Wiseman, at 8, I have Wiseman. I don't fuck with centers, so yeah. I like Wiseman, though.
Theo Maledon is 4 spots ahead of James Wiseman.
That would be correct.
Wait. Jackson, have you talked about LaMelo Ball yet?
No, I will, though. He is in my top 15, so he will be talked about.
Oh, wow. That's progress for Jackson, though.
Yeah. I mean, he's coming up soon. I wish him well. What can I say?
Oh, my God.
Logan,
already
who do you
been
have?
Overused.
Logan, what do you have at 8?
I got Denny.
Oh, FDL. God, Brian's gonna kill you for this one. He's coming.
I don't care.
Brian,
I'm not sold on the shooting.
Brian's fucking cheers for Denny so much you think he's reading out the goddamn Torah. Okay. All right, Jake, you're up at 9. Jake,
you got a 9, Jake.
Yeah, I know. At 9, I have Devin Vassell.
Respectable.
I watch a lot of Florida State basketball.
Why? Why?
They're in the ACC.
Oh, you're scouting for Notre Dame?
Duke. I'm a Duke basketball
fan. Oh, I forgot you're a Duke fan. What's up with people in Alaska choosing...
track.
Yeah, no, it really is. Yeah, no, because somebody else is a Duke fan.
Who the fuck else are we supposed to cheer for? There's nobody else we cheer for.
Fucking... What's that city that starts with F? Fairburn? No, that's in Georgia. What's it called?
Fairbanks?
Yeah, they have a polar bear team or something.
Yeah, they're Division II. We can't... So is UAA. That's UAF and UAA.
Big Neesmith fan. But that everyone knows that. Shotting chart looks good. The percentages look good. I mean, hey. Shout out to Neesmith.
Isn't Neesmith the guy I'm like...
You followed over shooting stats. Our first, yeah.
He goes crazy.
That was him. He plays at Vanderbilt.
52%! Oh my god.
I'm all in on it, folks. I love him. I feel like he'll translate really well. It's going to be nice. Nice to watch. I don't even have to wish him well because I know he's going to do well.
Because
he built different. Logan, who do you have at 9?
Kyra Lewis Jr.
No, that's actually good.
That's a good one.
I'm in advance. I think the Suns would be great for him. I think within a few years, he could be like De'Aaron Fox level. I'm not saying he will for sure, but he has that type of potential. So he's really good. I think it's like a team that takes him early teens or between like anywhere in like 8 to 13. They're going to be really happy they took him in like 2 years. But yeah, Kyra Lewis. The only player from Alabama that I accept, frankly.
Oh.
Fuck you, Colin Sexton.
Oh shit. Oh fuck.
I'm calling my shot.
You're calling Colin Sexton.
Yep. Who you got at 10, Jake?
So this is weird. I can't say his last name. Number 10 is Alexej.
It's Poku. God.
I'll just call him Poku. Poku. I got Poku at 10.
Jesus.
You want me to say it for you, Jake?
Yeah, don't say it.
Alexej Pokuvesky. There you go.
Oh.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say something else.
No, I mean, I know how to say it. I'm just good at it. I guess I'm just built different.
No, I think Poku's good. It's top 10. 7 foot, 201, power forward.
7 foot, 201.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, that guy needs to put on some weight, Chief.
He'll put some. Oh my God! Look at a picture of him. It's crazy. But yeah,
he looks weird, dog.
Who cares? Put some weight on. He'll be good, man. Eurostash him. I don't know.
Eurostash. No, you need him in America, dude. So he eats fast food, dog.
Oh, that's true. Get him on the Wendy's diet.
You get him on something.
He just eats like 7 4-for-4s a day.
I have at 10, I have fucking Obi Toppin. I fuck with boy.
The 28 for 28.
I fuck with Obi Toppin. Heavy 360 dunk.
10?
Yeah, 10. I mean, the defense is bad, Jake. I mean, come on now.
His defense is bad, but you can fix defense.
Ugh. I mean, he's slow footed.
Jake McDaniels sucks at basketball. You can't fix that.
I'm gonna fuck your wife.
He's in a committed relationship, Jackson. You can't say that.
No, fuck. I wish him well. I wish him well. Logan, who do you have at 10?
Jackson is filled with rage. I have Tyrese Halliburton. Halliburton at 10.
10? Oh my God, slow.
I don't even have Halliburton in my top 15.
What?
Whack.
Whack, dude.
Whack. This podcast has lost its touch. What can I say? All right, Jake, who do you have at 11?
Oh my God, this is where it gets weird for me because I don't really know these people.
Our 11 prospects in.
I don't know these people past my top 10. Just kidding. I got Kyrie Lewis, 11.
You know what? I respect it.
I think if he's going to the Suns, he must be good. I've honestly watched Alabama.
Wow, Jake, we have the same prospect at 11. Look at us.
Wow.
I've been bored on Saturdays before watching college basketball. I've been like, Alabama's playing in that weird Kwanzaa Hut thing. I guess we can watch some basketball. And, yeah. He looked all right. I mean, he's okay. But he's okay. Like, it's just okay. It's not like, oh, he's great. It's okay. You know what I mean?
I mean, hey, I'm a big Kyrie Lewis fan. Logan, who do you have at 11?
Oh, man. I got Isaac Okoro.
Oh. Ooh. Oh.
Ooh.
I don't have an Isaac Okoro in my top 20.
Well, your list is also shit, Jackson, so.
Yeah, well, fuck you. That's all I have to say about that.
That might partially explain it.
You know what they say. Good luck, Charlie. Jeez.
I mean, I wish the people on my list well. What can I say?
Jackson, if you say that one more time, I'm driving to your town of residence. I almost said it. I wouldn't want to dock.
Columbus,
here.
Georgia, my motherfucking origin.
Beating you.
We got shooters.
Stop,
Jake, you from
well.
Oregon. Hey, I wish.
Begging you.
On Logan drive down here. I wish him well.
Oh no.
Looks like I'm catching a plane and joining Logan to kick your ass.
Let's fucking go. Toad meet up at Wendy's. All right.
The Golden Corral.
It got shut down. I had to go clean it out yesterday, dog. We got a cotton candy machine. There is another one. There is like 7. It's ridiculous. Okay. Jake, who do you have at 12?
Isaac Okoro.
Let's go! Fuck Jackson.
Isaac Okoro at 12.
Wait, I thought Logan had him at 11. Or I tripped.
Yeah, and then we went up to 12.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, Okoro
that's how the sequence of numbers goes.
Look, Okoro sucks. He's not going to be good at NBA basketball. He's going to be out of the league in like 3 years. He sucks. He's bad, man. And he's not...
Jaden McDaniels, we have number one.
He's not a bad man. He's a bad comma man. So, figure that one out, English majors. Get fucked, kids. At 12, I have that brother LaMelo Ball. I can't wait till LaMelo's. I can't wait till LaMelo's on the fucking T Wolves. I'm gonna watch zero T Wolves compared to my previous two.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is low for him, but
it is low.
What can we really expect from you, man?
We go against the grain. I do go against the grain, and that's why I'm consistently right. Who's ready for
MVP? You have a patchy beard. You go against the grain too.
Alright. I'm gonna kick this guy in the ass, y'all. I'm calling you out, Jake. Jake, you're taking everything I worked for, motherfucker. I wanna fight your fucking ass. Logan, who do you have at 12?
Who do I have at? I got, oh no. I kind of just put this name on this list. Now I don't know if I rock with it. I got. Actually, no, I'm cool with this. I got Patrick Williams here.
No. Oh. Yeah, he actually is in my top 15. So there you go.
Yeah.
I like Pat Will. If he gets took at like 7, I don't like that. But I mean, hey.
I'm fine with him. I think he'll be solid.
I'm going to say it just so everyone knows. I mean, I wish him well in Detroit. Let's fucking go.
Jake, who do you have at 12? At 13, right, rather.
13.
Yeah, 13 is the better answer. I have Aaron Nesmith at 13.
Shout out to Nesmith, man.
That shooting is too damn good, man. He's such a good shooter, and that's all the NBA is now, shooting. So, Nesmith, pull up, drank.
So that's all you have to say, really.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, the dude can shoot. That's that. My white boy shoot for the Bucks. I think he called Korver.
The thing is, if he can see it, it's going in. Like, his stats against the... I can't believe, like, I'm looking at this and I'm like, you are that consistent? Like, it's ridiculous.
If he can see what, it's going in.
The hoop.
The hoop. Oh, shit.
The hoop. Fucking rim, it's going in.
Hey, man. I have a slight concern that it was sort of a really good hot streak from him, but it was high volume. I'm not saying I don't have him in my top 15, because I do.
Okay.
There's a non 0% chance that he's just like a slightly above average shooter instead of like a instant 40% plus type guy.
52%. I don't think that's a hot streak.
You're probably right, but I don't know. There's a small chance.
I think that's just him grinding.
Damn.
I think that's him on the gun shooting 1,000 shots every hour.
You think, crazy. You think he's just been Pharrell and clips?
Yeah. Just
grinding. Jackson, what dumbass take do you have for 13?
Oh, I have a Colin Wu.
Jeez.
Okay. I just don't like centers. What can I say? And I especially don't like centers who are just Bismack Biyombo with a cool name. So.
Bismack Biyombo is a cool name.
Yeah.
Akongwu's
better.
It's a dope
fucking name.
I mean, Akongwu's better, though.
Name him Bismack.
Ooh. Bismack Biyombo.
Logan?
13, I got shout out to J-Bots. I got Tyrese Maxey.
Shout out to J-Bots, man. Our number one
guard. I feel like he could, you know, he'll be a solid guard. I don't really buy the super high potential with him, but I think he'll be a solid role player.
Here's my thing. Kentucky players recently have actually been okay. The Tyler Hero, pretty good this year. I'm shocked that he was good.
God awful song. However,
a horrible fucking song. But Devin Booker, really good Kentucky guy on my team. I don't see that in Tyrese Maxey.
He doesn't see it, folks.
I just don't see it. So I don't even have Tyrese Maxey in my top 15, man. It's just not there for me.
I hope J-Bot's fucking unsubscribes from the shit podcast.
If he does, it'd be because of you.
Me?
God, yeah, fucking wishing everybody well. Who are you? Fucking Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Alright, what do we got now? Is
wishing everyone well like Santa Claus.
What?
Oh my god, I'm dead. I don't even know what number one. Santa Claus.
Jake, we need some normalcy. What's your guy at number 14?
14?
Oh my god, man. Dude.
At 14, dying right now.
Oh my god. Okay, what are we doing?
So at 14 I have Josh Green from Arizona.
Oh my god, he's terrible.
Well, I mean, I think it's a little high, but you know.
That dude is ass.
He's not Phil Maladon on a 4.
So. Santa Claus.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh my god, dude. I am in tears. I am in legitimate tears right now. Oh my god.
Josh Green at 14.
I will openly admit I don't necessarily know if Santa Claus wishes people well.
I don't think he does. I think that's the Easter Bunny.
I think if you're on the naughty list, that's what you get.
Instead of a gift, he's just like, all right, look, man, I wish you well.
He gets you a pat on the head. He goes, well, good luck. We wish you well.
Jesus. All right,
Santa Claus is real, but he just wished me well.
I didn't get shit.
What up? I'm back.
Kids put it at the top of their Christmas list. I hope he just looks at me and says, I hope you're okay.
I want a nice handshake and some words of affirmation.
Wait, what number are we on? 14?
Jackson, are you okay to talk about number 14 guy on your list?
I am good now, man. Whoa, wow. 14. Oh, I have Patrick Williams, which I don't think is a bad take or anything.
Well, I'll skip him for a little bit.
I have Patrick Williams. Sorry.
Patrick Williams. Are you okay over there?
Yeah, no, I'm great. I'm actually doing pretty well.
Pat Will.
Six man, Pat Will.
That's a good song. Yeah, I can see that going popular. Maybe if Designer sung it.
Pat Will is nowhere near cool enough to make a song about, but it doesn't matter.
Absolutely not.
Number 14 guy on my list is Aaron Neesmith.
Wow. Oh. I'm kind of high on Neesmith. Wow.
A good one.
You are high on Neesmith.
I'm high in general.
Him. He's a good player, but we'll have to...
He's good. He's good. I just... Yeah. Yeah. No, we'll be good here.
He doesn't wish many people well.
Jake, who do you have at 15?
You guys aren't really going to like this one, but I like him. I'm going at 15, Tyler Bay from Colorado.
Oh fuck, he's terrible. That guy's
I don't think he's terrible.
I just don't think he's even the best guy named Bay in the draft.
His brother Sadiq Bay is pretty good.
Brother?
They're not related?
No.
It's the same last name. There's no fucking way.
I promise you they're not.
Let me look at their picture. Hold up. I gotta confirm this.
He's gonna
They look the same.
Okay, just because they're black does not mean they look the same.
That just might be because you don't see many black folk in Alaska. I don't know.
We said we weren't gonna do this anymore.
Oh god.
I'm not calling you racist. It's
the haircut. It's the haircut. Never mind.
It's a matter of circumstance.
Honestly, that's weird. Bay is not a very common last name.
Mm-mm. It's always that's the crazy. Smiths of the world, like Jacob
that's
Smith.
That's crazy. All right, my bad. Sorry for mistaking y'all.
What if somebody was like, Jake, are you related to Ish Smith?
All right, I wouldn't be shocked. I tell him JR's my uncle all the time.
Wow. Man. All right, at number 15, I have...
You never let me get my fucking point.
Oh, well, I didn't care enough. But go ahead.
Over there cackling like a fucking hyena.
Yeah.
My segment.
Yeah, how about instead of interrupting my segment, you just shut up and fuck my wife? How about that? Okay, all right, shut the fuck up then.
The reason I like Tyler Bay is because scored 17.2 points per game, had 11.2 rebounds as a small forward, 6'7". He also had 1.4 blocks and 1.9 steals. We need more defense in this league.
Why do you sound like you're getting hit by a whip?
Because half the floor, bitch. You're so mean to me. Wow. I feel like a whipped pony right now because you just treat me with no respect.
All
right,
get the cow prod out, Logan. We're going to fucking cow prod him.
Don't look at me, man. I'm outside of this conversation.
It's on my side.
I wouldn't say that.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Hey. Okay. Take it down. Easy, boy. Easy.
I wish
Jackson.
I'm well.
Jackson. Who do you have 15?
Alex Edge Pokuveski.
Ugh.
What?
Ugh.
Hold on, I was getting my ballot track stuff set up so I could vote in the runoff election. I've been busy doing that while we've been podcasting. Sorry, everyone.
Why are you saying that? Okay, anyway. Poku's, honestly, when you think about it, the way that he's built, it's like the inverse of Jackson.
Sounds rude. Sounds like it's gonna be mean to me, and I'm gonna think about it tonight when I cry. But
I mean, yeah.
Logan, why are you messaging on Discord while we're podcasting? Uh huh. Exactly. I exposed them, boys. All right. Wait, Logan, who do you have at 15?
I got RJ Hampton at 15.
Nice.
Yeah.
RJ Hampton.
He sucks, but nice. All
right.
Yeah, he sucks, but maybe he might not suck eventually.
Yeah, there you go. You can say that about any prospect. We're done. Last draft content until next year, I guess. And by next year, I mean like 6 months.
Yeah, probably.
Whenever the 2021 draft is. Oh, yeah, we have to do the NFL draft.
The NFL draft, and I'm screaming about Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, wow, those are going to be fun. That was a fun episode. Now we'll have Logan, maybe Brian to do it. Well, I'm looking forward to that
episode
now.
Great episode when I'm screaming about Trevor Lawrence, honestly.
Yeah, no, I'm actually looking forward to that episode now.
I still have to fucking buy a Patriots Newton jersey, but you know it.
Yeah, well,
sorry, he sucks too. But.
That's life.
Yeah. That's okay. I think I'm gonna get the navy blue one. I kind of like the white one, but the navy blue one looks a little better.
Life sucks, and then you die is the quote of the day.
I'd go navy blue. That's navy what blue. I do. No yeah.
Way. I gotta get rid of my Le'Veon Bell jersey, which sucks, but you know.
That's really this is very unfortunate.
I'm just gonna put tape on the back and write bitch.
Jesus.
You never know.
It's no need for that, dog. Wow.
Sell out.
Oh, gosh.
This was a good episode. I enjoyed being back. I know this was kind of a
bitch.
This is probably like our least serious episode ever, probably. But I had fun.
It's yeah, there, but we also had good points. We had serious moments.
I wonder why, Jackson. I wonder why.
I don't know. Are you saying it was me?
I don't know.
Talking shit, honestly.
I don't know. Number 23 prospect, Theo Maledon.
At four. It's four, not
at
23.
Four. Yeah. And James Wiseman, who was my number one, number four on Tankathon, down at what? Say the number again.
I believe it was eight.
I believe it was eight. Yeah, that'd be
oh,
correct.
My fucking God.
That one's not that bad.
Can we not say the Lord's name in vain? Thank you.
Sorry, we'll say
okay. Oh, now he's switching up.
Some of us are trying to go see the Most High, Jake. We all don't want to sin and die with a salmon, bud. Thank you, though.
Jesus.
Put a literal meaning to swimming with the fishes. Jackson Ray.
All right. What? Okay. My message you got here about the absentee ballots, which is a good time. Everyone, you should vote if you have any more elections to vote in. There you go. You're welcome.
We're like the only ones, Jackson.
Yeah. Well there's a lot of Georgia listeners who listen to us because, you know.
So, fair. Georgia listeners, go out and vote.
In January. Not for a month and a half.
You can request your absentee ballot now, by the way, just so everyone knows.
Oh, if you're going to request absentee ballot, you know what to do.
Make sure you register your dead grandma to vote. Dead grandpa. Look, some people call it voter fraud. We at Toad call it a hobby. Merry Christmas, everyone.
I don't call it a hobby. Come on now.
Our elections are compromised by the Russians and me. Merry Christmas, everyone.
You are the Russians.
Aren't you the ones that... I mean, Jake, you're like 20 feet away from Russia.
I'm actually like 20 feet away from Canada.
Shouldn't you have this shit figured out?
They fly over my house every day.
The Canadians?
No, the Russians do.
Oh man.
I have a fucking escape route. I just go over to Canada. Call myself a refugee. Fuck!
I'm sure they'd accept you with open arms.
They would.
Oh,
so would...
podcast of mine.
Okay, that's where we just have to.
No, we gotta talk about the election now.
Oh.
No.
All right.
God,
welcome
no.
to the podcast.
All right, hello everyone, and today we're going to be discussing how the liberal left has compromised our elections again.
I wasn't going to say that.
I'm sorry, he's just. Yeah. Hey, everybody, good podcast.
Good podcast episode. We'll be back next episode. Week. Well, this actually might be my last podcast episode. I kind of feel like Jake and Logan are convening and be like, all right, we got to get that guy out of there. So, yeah, this could be my last podcast episode.
It's not my fault you've decided to go all South Will Rise Again on me.
We're planning a coup.
Look, hey, if I get kicked off the podcast, I just want to say, hey, best of luck. Thank you to all the support over the past, you know, few months.
Jackson, we wish you well, buddy.
Yeah, see, I big wish well. I'm gonna go wish other people well.
Like Santa Claus.
I still have Hulk talks to fall back on, so I can keep sliding in the girls' DMs with the classic "Yo, you in the podcast" line. But yeah, so best of luck, everyone. Yeah, I hope. I mean, hey, hopefully Kyle Wagers is my replacement. Am I right?
Oh God,
Rodrigo Blankenship.
Oh wow, yeah, that actually be a very big improvement. Really, why haven't y'all done that?
That's an ambitious upgrade, but we'll have to see.
We're gonna give him 4 years, 4 cents.
Wow, that's more than I'm getting paid.
I know, max contracting him.
Congrats, Rodrigo. Great goof of guys here. Just don't ask him to edit the episodes because they won't do it. No,
I'm just lying. Don't know how. I'm stupid.
Okay, no. I think does anybody else have anything else they want to say, or are we done here?
I'm good.
Jake, you good?
All right,
well, thank you for listening to wait, what episode are we on, by the way? Like 37? 47?
I didn't say anything. This is episode one of the Fresh Toad Initiative.
You know what? We'll call this episode one, season two of the One and Done podcast.
There we go.
Have a great day, great week, great month. Happy holidays. Make sure you listen to Jake's hot takes on Monday. Follow us on social media. Listen to Hawks talks on Saturday. Jake is saying hey because he wants to say something.
And make sure you get insurance on deep frying your turkey because that shit could explode.
All right. That's been Jake. That's been Logan. That's been Mike. And we wish you well. Have a great year. Goodbye. We'll see you next week.